This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
We'll provide you with the most useful expressions used every day at work. There'll be new language, so have a pen and paper ready so that you can write down the phrases that you hear. This week, we're looking at how to handle difficult customers or clients. David, this is a tricky one, isn't it? And the phrases that you choose for this situation are crucial.
Yes. There's an expression, the customer is always right, which people who deal with customers are supposed to remember. So it means that even if you're dealing with somebody who is very angry or is being very unreasonable, it is still essential that you are polite to them and that you choose the language that you use very carefully.
Let's hear how a typical conversation between a company and a dissatisfied customer might sound. The following is from a training exercise with the international travel company Thomas Cook. Angela Rossella is a manager in customer services and she's dealing with somebody who's just returned from one of their holidays and the customer isn't happy.
Hello, I'm Angela. I'm the customer services manager. Would you like to come with me and come and take a seat and you can explain to me what actually is the problem?
Okay, fine.
Can I take your name?
Yes, my name's Alison.
OK, Alison, if you'd like to make yourself comfortable. As I said, I am the customer services manager and I'd like to help you. I understand you're having a few problems. Would you like to just explain from the beginning what's happened?
Well, yes, I've just come back from one of your holidays. I went to Crete in Greece, got back last week, and the whole thing was a disaster.
Some interesting phrases used by Angela there with the customer. David, could you pick out some of the expressions that she used?
Well, she begins in a fairly functional, formal kind of way, simply asking, "Can I take your name?" Then, when they're both sitting down, she begins to use much more polite language. I think it's very important in this situation that the person isn't too direct with the customer. So she uses the expression, "Would you like to? Would you like to come with me? Would you like to explain from the beginning what happened?"
And you got the feeling throughout that conversation that Angela, the customer services manager, was actually very sympathetic with the customer.
Yes. She used that expression, "I understand you are having a few problems." She tries to make the customer think that she is seeing it from her point of view.
Let's go back now to that conversation and focus on some more phrases that Angela uses to help the customer.
Would you like to just explain from the beginning what's happened?
Well, yes. To start with, when we got to the airport in Crete, we had a two-hour wait on the coach. I think there was a delayed flight or something.
That's quite possible.
Yes. I just can't work out why you didn't take us to our hotel and then come back to the airport to pick up the people from the delayed flight.
Right, I'm sorry for that wait. I don't know what the problem was. You mentioned a delayed flight there. As you can imagine, you probably weren't the only family on the coach waiting. And to ferry people to and from resort to the airport would have been a lot of extra work. And they like to try and keep everybody together who are going on the same flight. I can actually look into that for you.
David, what were some of the phrases that Angela used there?
Well, the first thing that Angela did was to apologise for what has happened. She said, "I'm sorry for that wait." That's very important. She then went on and talked about the situation a little bit. She firstly explained that she couldn't comment on it personally. She said, "I don't know what the problem was." But she tried to get the customer to see things from the company's point of view, using the phrase there, I think, "as you can imagine." And then right at the end, she promised to take some kind of action to investigate the problem for the customer by saying, "I can actually look into that for you." Look into is a phrasal verb, which means to investigate. And as a phrasal verb, it's slightly less formal. It has a slightly more friendly feel. So it's very typically used when promising action in this kind of situation.
Which is exactly what an angry customer wants to hear. Great. Well, let's hear another example of someone dealing with a complaint from a customer. Listen out for the phrases used by the person answering the phone. You'll notice the language is quite similar to what we've been looking at so far.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to dispatch, please?
You're through to dispatch.
Right. Well, I phoned 2 days ago to say that I hadn't received delivery of my order, and I'm ringing again to say it still hasn't arrived.
Can I just take your name, please?
Yep, it's Mark Anderson.
Ah, I think there's been a problem with that order, Mr. Anderson.
What kind of problem?
Oh, I don't know offhand. Let me check for you. Yes, part of the order didn't arrive here at the depot, so I couldn't send it out until we'd received everything.
Well, surely that was your problem to sort out without my having to call you back again. I did phone and draw your attention to this a couple of days ago. Look, I placed this order weeks ago. I'm sorry, yeah. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this, Mr. Anderson. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I can assure you we'll do everything we can to send it out to you today.
Well, there were some phrases that we've heard before there. David, could you just remind us of that language?
Yes. First of all, the person dealing with the complaint investigates or looks into the problem. She says, "Let me check for you." She then apologises, "I'm sorry for the inconvenience." And finally, she promises some action. "I can assure you we'll do everything we can."
Well, so far in both conversations, all the people have been really quite polite. But as the conversations continue, you'll hear both customers becoming slightly more angry. In this next section, you'll hear lots of language for helping you calm down that angry client.
I just think it's a disgrace because my children were extremely tired and nobody offered a bottle of water or a sandwich or something. I mean, are you that bothered? You clearly don't have children if you think it's acceptable to sit on a coach for 2 hours at 11 o'clock at night with extremely tired children.
Alison, it's not going to help if you start to get angry. And I do have children. I do appreciate what you're saying. I really do want to help you. And I think we just should take this piece by piece and talk through it. I am here to help you.
Well, why should I believe you now when we went through all of this 2 days ago? Honestly, the stupidity and sheer incompetence I've encountered in your company is unbelievable. I really do wish I'd never got involved with you in the first place.
Look, it's not going to help if you get angry. As you can imagine, we have hundreds of orders coming through this depot every day. I take your point that you shouldn't have to call us again, and I do understand that you're angry, but if you could just remain calm, then we can sort this out for you. Well, I am here to help.
You know, I'm already looking into other suppliers.
OK, if you could just give me an hour or so, I'll look into it, and I'll find out exactly what's happened, and I'll call you back.
Well, just make sure that you do phone me back within the hour, because if you don't, I'm going to cancel the order and our account with you, and I will want a full refund.
OK, Mr. Anderson, I can assure you, I'll sort this out. I'll call you back before 2 p.m.
Well, I look forward to hearing your explanation.
Well, lots of complaints there, and both customers sounding quite angry. David, what language was used to calm those customers down?
Well, both people made it clear that there was no point in the customer getting angry. "It's not going to help if you start getting angry," was the expression I think we heard there. And they also wanted to make it clear to the customer that their job was to assist. "I am here to help." That's the expression we heard there. And there was lots of language that involved reassuring the customer that they were being understood and that action would be taken. We heard that phrase, "I take your point." We heard phrases like, "I understand," "as you can imagine," "I can assure you." This is the kind of language that angry customers need to hear if they are going to start calming down.
Well, that's almost it for this week. Thanks to David Evans and for you at home for listening. I hope you can join us again soon for more Business Language to Go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.